Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
2 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1. After this, David inquired of the Lord, "Shall I go up into any of the cities of Judah?" And the Lord said to him, "Go up." David said, "To which shall I go up?" And he said, "To Hebron." I love this picture, particularly in light of what we looked at in the podcast episode on 1 Samuel chapter 28 and Saul taking things into his own hands under the guise of wanting to know the direction of God. The first thing David does here in 2 Samuel 2 as he prepares to be anointed king is he inquires of the Lord. He goes to God and says, "What shall I do? Where shall I go? You lead me. You guide me. I am looking to you." This is the posture that God has called you and me to live in today. Like, to live looking to God. Lead me, guide me, direct me in everything I do. This is why I think time with the Lord in the morning, at least some kind of time, maybe you have more concentrated time with God later in the day or in the evening, but some kind of time with the Lord in the morning where you just fix your eyes on God and say, I need you to lead me today. And one of the things I try to do each day, most days in my time with the Lord in the morning, is just walk through the day as best as I know what's coming, which I know, most days don't go as you plan, but I might know, okay, these things are on my schedule. I know I'm going to be around these people. I know I'm going to be in this place. And so I just pray through every detail that I know that's coming in my day and just pray, "God, please lead me. Please guide me. Please direct me. When I'm in this meeting, please, please, God, I want to make decisions. I want to speak at this meeting in a way that is in tune with your spirit and your word. So help me in that way. God, when I'm having lunch with this person, God, help me to encourage them. God, what can I do? How can I best encourage them in Christ? God, how can I best lead my family today? How can I best maximize this time at home that I have with my wife and my kids tonight?" Whatever it might be, just to say, "God, I'm looking to you. You lead me. You guide me. Where do you want me to go? What do you want me to do? Please direct my every step. Please direct my every word." So I just want to encourage you to live like that, to pray like that. Let's pray like that now. God, we fix our eyes on you. You are our Lord. You are our shepherd. And we are so thankful you are. We are so thankful you are our shepherd. You are our leader. You are our guide in life. You are the director of our lives. So we look to you. We inquire of you, much like David did here. We inquire of you in small things as we're going throughout our day, and in big things as we have big decisions to make. God, we inquire of you. I think about big decisions I'm trying to make right now. And God, I'm just pleading for your help. What do you want me to do? Show me what you want me to do. And I trust that you will lead. I trust that you will guide. We praise you right now for your faithfulness to lead us and guide us. You direct us. You've given us your very spirit inside of us. You've given us your word before us. Oh, God, thank you for the way you lead us and guide us. For your word that, and we've got 66 books, God, thank you. Thank you for this gift of your revelation to us that guides our lives. And then for your spirit inside of us to apply that word to direct our thoughts and our desires and our actions and our decisions. Oh, God, fill us with your spirit, we pray, and help us to walk in obedience to your word and total step with your spirit. So we inquire of you right now, oh God, please help us. Please lead us. How do you want us to live today? How do you want us to speak today? How do you want us to love today? And we pray that you would lead and guide us to live, to speak, to act, to love as you call us to today. And we trust this will bring you glory, others good, and us joy. Oh God, we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.